Amar of Yossi ben Kisma. Pamacha Saisi Mahalach Bederach Upogabi Odom Echad. The Nasan Li Shalom Vichzarti Lo Shalom. So Yossi ben Kisma says once he was walking on the Derech and he met a person, he met a man. And the person said to him, Shalom. A little bit of a question in halacha here. How come the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you're supposed to be Makim Shalom L'chol Adam? So how come Rav Yossi ben Kisma didn't say Shalom first? Okay, be that as it may, this gentleman said to Rav Yossi bar Kisma, Shalom, v'chzarti lo Shalom, I said Shalom back to him. So Omer Ali, he said to me, Rebbe, Meza Mokom Ata, where are you from? Amarti lo, I said to him, Me'ir Gedola Shel Chachamim, v'shel Sofrim Ani. He said, I'm from a very big city of lots of Talmidei Chachamim, of lots of great scholars. So he said to him, where are you from? So he said, I'm from a very big city with lots of Chachamim. So he said to him, Rebbe, listen, Ritzoncha Shetador Imanu Bimkomeinu. We would very much like you to come and live with us in our place. And I, Etein Lechosh Elef Alofim, Dinari Zava, Avanam Tovus Magos, and I'm going to pay you an amazing salary. You know, you live in a very from, good, wholesome Jewish community. Come out to our town. We need some chachamim. We need people to teach us. And I'm going to pay you an amazing salary. So Amarti Lo, so I said back to him, Bini, Im Atano Seinli Kol Kasev Zava, Avanam Tovim Magalio Shem Olam. Even if you give me all of the greatest jewels and gifts and money, gold and silver. Any dar ela b'makom Torah. I will only live in a place that's a makom Torah. Now, it's the Yochin points out that the reason why the Mishnah begins with this whole back and forth about I gave him shalom and he gave me shalom was in order to show that Rav Yossi ben Kisma refused to go only because of the cheshbon that he just told us. Eini dar el b'makom Torah. It wasn't because he thought this guy wasn't a nice guy. Maybe he said, why would I want to go live with this guy? You know, he seems like he's not a nice guy. No, he's a very nice guy. He was makdim shalom to Rav Yossi ben Kisma. And he right away identified that he's a Rav. He didn't know him because he said to him, where are you from? So obviously he didn't know who he was. He wasn't, you know, there weren't, you know, videos back then or TV or Gedolim pictures. So it's not like he would have known who Rav Yossi ben Kisma was by seeing him. He must have identified him. Either Rav Yossi ben Kisma was learning, you know, while he was walking, or he was dressed in a way that showed that he was a big Talmud Chacham. And he was amazed that this is such a big Talmud Chacham. And he's out of his house traveling. He must be traveling to make money, to make a parnasa. So he turns to him and says, listen, I see you need a parnasa. Or else, why would you be out? I think some of the Mefarshim say it says, Pam Achas. That was the only time he was ever on the derech. He was always in the base medrash and giving shurim and his shul, but he once had to go out and get a parnasa because he wasn't being supported because he lived in a city full of talmidei chachamim. You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, there are certain people, you know, if you go to one city, you can become a rav in a city in chutz laretz, in a small town in chutz laretz, and you are by far the biggest talmid chacham, you know, in the city. When we did our traveling trip, so we stopped in some small communities, and some of the Rabbanim said, you know, it's a very big achrayus because I am, and I'm not a balgaiva for saying this, this Rav said, I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham here in town, but I don't really know so much. I'm a young guy. How much have I learned? But nobody here knows anything. So here, I'm this Rav in a small community. I'm considered the big halachic authority. You can move to a place like Yerushalayim. You know, there are places in Yerushalayim, in some communities, neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, you can have multiple people on your block. Even you can have people in your building who know all of Shas, who have learned, who know all Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, like backwards and forwards. There's so many huge Talmidei Chachamim in a city like Yerushalayim. So, you know, someone could get a really chashuv job in Chutz Laretz as a Rav, and he comes to Yerushalayim and he's a nothing. He's a small, again, I don't mean he's a nothing. Obviously, it's very chashuv to know a lot. But in terms of, he's not going to get a job as a Rav in Yerushalayim. You know what you have to be a Rav in Yerushalayim in a community of people that, you know, in neighborhoods where people actually know a tremendous amount of Torah? So this gentleman wanted to offer to Rav Yossi Bar Kisma to support him, let him come. And it wasn't just a financial deal. He wanted him to come and to inspire them and to teach them. So Rav Yossi Bar Kisma refuses. He obviously needed the parnasa, but he refuses. And he says, I'm only going to live in a place of Torah. Lefisha b'shas p'tirato shel adam, when a person passes away, ein malavin lo adam lo kesef lo zov lo avadam tovu margolios. A person has to have a parnasa. I don't think Yossi Bar Kisma is denying that, but maybe anything extra, any gold and silver or fancy stones, none of that stuff comes with you after death. Rather, only Torah Maisim Tovim, only your good deeds, only your Torah. Shenamar, Pesalechacha Tancha Osach. This is the pasuk that many bar mitzvah boys butcher when they're making the siyum. So it's kedai, if you're going to, hopefully you all make many siyumim. So it's kedai for you to know how to pronounce the pasuk properly. Pesalechacha Tancha Osach. When you go, it will. When you walk, when you travel, it will accompany you. Bishoch b'cha tishmor alecha. When you lie down, it will protect you. Tehakitzosa hi sisichecha. When you wake up, it will be your conversation point. So the pashas of this pasuk in Mishlei is, when you travel on the road, you'll talk and learning. When you lie down, your Torah will protect you when you're sleeping. When you wake up, you start a new day, your discussions will be about Torah. But the Mishnah here learns that it's talking about a person's life. It will accompany you on your way. That's referring to Olam Hazeh. We've already seen Mishnayos in this parak, how all of the great things that Torah provides a person in this world. When you sleep, meaning when a person passes, when a person's in the kever, it will guard you. And the Yachin here, scary words, he says, that when a person passes away, there's a great aima, fear, and sheikh gedola. There's a, you go to a very, you go to an existence which is, you know, what we refer to as the gate salmavis, not a pashat existence. But if a person has Torah, it's shomer alom deha, in order so that you won't drown in that dark tahom, which we call the gates amavis. So it sounds pretty serious and pretty intense that when a person passes away, there is a very low na'im experience for a person. We know that's one of the reasons why we say Kaddish, because we're trying to help a person right after death, because right after death, the soul is in a very not pashut place, but the Torah protects a person during that time. B'shoch b'cha tishmor alecha. The Torah that you have will protect you. Not your money. And when you awake, meaning b'achar sayamim, or either it refers to you most to tchias ha-mesim, or it means just to your existence in olam haba. When you get out of that dark place of where a person goes immediately after death, and then you go into the ultimate existence of olam haba, when you wake up to that new existence, so it will also be there for you. We also say in Tehillim, Tovli Torah's picha me'alfei zav v'chasef. Torah of Hashem's lips, the Torah is more precious, better for me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. V'omer li akesef v'li azov nu'm Hashem tzvakos. Also another pasuk that Hashem says that by me is where you're going to find all the osher. You're going to find all the goodness. It's by Torah. That's where you're going to find it. That's the ultimate good. Right? There's another famous pasuk, it's a song in Tehillim. Kilovim oso alti raki yashir ish. Don't be scared when a person becomes wealthy. Kiyirbek vodeso, when he gets great kavod. Kilovim oso yikach hakol, because upon death he doesn't take it with him. Lo yered acharov kvodo, his kavod doesn't go with him down to the grave. So very sobering words. But something to live by, something to live by when we make decisions in life, to realize what's ultimate, what's real, what has kiyum. It's interesting, this perspective here of Yossi Ben Kisma, when he says, I will only live in a place of Torah. What about Chabad? What about Kiruv? What about going out to a place where there isn't a strong community? not only Chabad, but Chafetz Chaim yeshivas, they also are very big on sending guys out to small communities. So how does a person do kiruv? Right? Some of you are going to spend time, hopefully, in a summer camp, working and trying to inspire kids. But is it a makom Torah? So if it's a makom Torah, it's one thing. But if it's not a makom Torah, how can a person go out there? What about kiruv? So it's important to realize that with all of the value of kiruv, your first chayecha kodmin, your first priority has to be to make sure that you're putting yourself in a healthy situation and scenario for growth. We know how much a person's environment influences him. We've quoted many times throughout the year the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, where he says, Derech Briyaso Shel Adam, that he's nimshach after his friends. It's teva of a person. You can't fight it. Rambam was very intellectually driven, but he is the first to admit that a person is drawn after his environment. And if you don't put yourself into a makom Torah, so you're going to be negatively influenced. There is an amazing Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Gemara is about Rav Elazar ben Arach. If you remember, Rav Elazar ben Arach was one of the great Talmidim of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was a machlokus there, but one of the opinions was that if you put all of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmidim on one side of the balance, and you put Rav Elazar ben Arach on the other side, he would be machriyas kulam. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that he went to a location that was known for its bathhouses and for not being a place of Yirat Shamayim. And he cheshbon, the truth is, it's very likely or one of the possibilities, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, for that location, is the Emmaus, which is right when you come off of Highway 1, turn towards Shalavim, make that right off of the highway, turn towards Modin and Shalavim. On the right side there, you know, there's like this church where they always have the tour buses outside. You guys know what I'm referring to? There's a sign there. It says Emmaus. So I believe that area, it was either there or one of the mountains near there. I remember, I think even in the beginning of the year, Waxman took you up to the Mitzpeh and it showed you, and I think he might have even quoted this Gemara, if I remember correctly. Rav Elazar ben Arach, he went there and he said, I'll be okay. I'm a big Talmud Chacham. I'll be okay. I'm going to inspire people. I'm not going to be negatively impacted. And it says that he started to forget his learning, which might be a euphemism for other things. It might be a euphemism that he wasn't staying, I don't mean anything necessarily so bad, but that he wasn't staying as strong as he originally was. And it ends up that he does tshuva, and they daven for him, and he ends up being chozer to what he was, to his original strength. But we also quoted a Mishnah, Rabbi Nehorai Omer, I think it was in the third or fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Nehorai says, Have you gola l'makom Torah? And there's a discussion. Who's this Rabbi Nehorai? Who says, Have you gola l'makom Torah? And the answer is, one of the opinions, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who, from his own personal experience, was able to say such a thing. Even if you're going to go out, you're going to be goli, you got to go to a makom Torah. So how does a person inspire people? How does a person do kiruv? So you have to, you know, there are different formulas for doing such a thing. For instance, you don't necessarily have to live in a city that's every single person is religious. You can live in a neighborhood. You can go to a shul. You can have a job in chinuch. You can have a job in kiruv. But you have a place that you come home to that's very strong. The house, the community, your shul. You then want to go out. No one's saying you can't go out and try to inspire people and be mekarev people. There's a beauty to that. And it's part of our obligation to the rest of Klal Yisrael and arvus. But on the other hand, a person has to realize any dar ela b'makom Torah. A person has to make sure that he's grounded in a place that's a makom Torah. I mean, it was the very beginning of Pirkei Avos. Harchek mishachein ra. A person has to make sure that he finds himself a location where he's grounded b'makom Torah. Then, once you have a home base, which is a makom Torah, then you can go out and inspire other people. Okay,